When our recent hepatitis C case was decided, January 3rd, 2017, we thought that the state, known widely for its repressive penal attitudes and its cold resistance to the principle that prisoners were, after all, human beings entitled to the rights, privileges, and protections inherent in human personality, would be deeply impacted. We were correct, in a sense, for the case Abu Jamal versus Wetzel did indeed change the legal rules of the game, at least on paper. In practice, however, the fiendish protocol, first announced in the December 2015 hearings in our case, which stubbornly demands that people who are infected with a hepatitis C virus must be at death's door before even being considered for possible treatment, remains to this day to be DOC's practice and procedure, despite being found unconstitutional twice. But beyond Pennsylvania's archaic frontiers, the case is making ripples in the lives of thousands of other prisoners who are suffering the ravages of Hep C or HCV, like in the state of Missouri, where prisoners Michael Prostosky, Christopher Baker, and Michael Jamerson filed the class action suit against the Missouri Department of Corrections, or MDOC, claiming inadequate medical care for their HCV viral infections and the refusal of MDOC and Corizon Incorporated, MDOC's healthcare provider, to treat plaintiffs with a direct-acting antiviral known to resolve and actually cure HCV in a timely manner. When MDOC officials filed their motions to dismiss the case, the U.S. District Court in Missouri's Western District granted their motion in part, but also denied a huge chunk of their motions, finding that the prisoner plaintiffs had indeed shown a serious medical need, HCV, that MDOC defendants showed deliberate indifference to their medical needs, and that the plaintiffs had shown a reasonable probability of success on the merits of their complaint. To do this, the court used the U.S. Supreme Court's precedent on medical issues called Estelle versus Gamble, a 1976 case, and the recent Abu Jamal decision of January 2017. Because of that medical precedent, the lives of thousands of men and women in Missouri prisons just got better, and their lives were extended and perhaps saved. We have little doubt that the medical and corporate interest denying medical treatment here and there will continue to drag their feet and deny relief. But a dam has burst, and the dike has sprung, and HCV is under serious attack. The HCV prison wars have begun, and we are winning. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.